T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. The Pennsylvania State Senate has accepted articles of impeachment against Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, setting the stage for a trial in the chamber scheduled to begin in January. The details from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
Impeachment manager Delaware County Republican State Rep. Craig Williams formally presented the 7 articles of impeachment to the state Senate, laying out each of the charges against Larry Krasner.
He has deliberately eviscerated the district attorney's office ability to adequately enforce the laws of this Commonwealth, endangered the health, welfare, and safety of more than 1.5 million Pennsylvanians that reside in Philadelphia.
In addition to accepting the articles of impeachment and swearing in members, the Senate passed a writ of summons resolution to be issued to Krasner, giving him the opportunity to respond to the articles by December 21st and to appear before the Senate on January 18th.
Conviction and removal from office would require a 2/3 vote in the Senate on any one of the articles. Krasner says he'll continue his court challenge of the legality of the impeachment process, which he calls an authoritarian measure to erase Philadelphians' votes. Another group of migrants arrived in Philadelphia this morning. As KYW's Tim Jimenez explains, it is the 5th bus to get here from Texas in the last 2 weeks.
The unmarked charter bus parked across the street from 30th Street Station at 10 o'clock in the morning, and a similar scene that we've seen the last few weeks played out again. Members of community groups had their arms open, welcoming these people to Philadelphia, giving the individuals and families, some with young kids, blankets, hats, coats, hot cups of coffee. They then got out in the rain and then got on a SEPTA bus destined for the Welcome Center in North Philly. Blanca Pacheco, co-director of the New Sanctuary Movement in Philadelphia, says they were in good spirits.
Yeah, the different buses have brought different energies. Like, I noticed this morning that they are more, like, they have better energy today. They're less scared, and they are, like, more in charge of what they want to do, which is good.
A few of them were picked up by family and friends. The New Sanctuary Movement says most of the passengers end up elsewhere as they seek asylum, but those who choose to stay will get the help they need. Philadelphia police are asking the public to help them find a man they believe shot an on-duty parking authority officer last week. It was just before 4 p.m. on Black Friday when officers found a 37-year-old PPA employee shot in the left ear and right shoulder at Frankfort Avenue near Orthodox Street. Surveillance images from the scene show a man described as thin, between 5'9 and 6 feet, wearing a navy blue hooded sweatshirt, green cargo pants, black mask, gloves, and black boots. The city and the PPA are offering a $20,000 total reward for any information leading to the suspect's arrest. Police say he is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information on his identity or whereabouts is encouraged to call 911. Officials in Harrison Township, Gloucester County, are set to vote Thursday night on a proposal to build a 2 million square foot warehouse space on an old farm in Mullica Hill. Residents are trying to block it. More now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Adam Pennypacker is the president of the Casella Farms Homeowners Association. He says this project, known as the King's Landing Redevelopment Plan, has apparently been in the works for 2 years. Neighbors say they just found out about it a few weeks ago.
We're fighting warehouses in New Jersey. New Jersey is becoming the warehouse state. Unfortunately, this fight has finally been brought to our town.
Filed with Harrison Township's Joint Land Use Board, a plan from WH Development out of North Jersey calls for a complex of 4 buildings totaling more than 2 million square feet of space and 1,400 parking spaces. Pennypacker says the problems he foresees are more traffic, more noise, and no added benefits.
So far, more than 1,100 people have signed an online petition to stop the project. KYW News Radio reached out to Harrison Township officials and the developer, but have yet to hear back. Police are still looking for the shooter who wounded four Overbrook High School students near the school 1 week ago. As KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo tells us, the school staff is trying to help students manage the emotional aftermath.
There were a few more smiles, hugs, and jokes on this day as Overbrook High School students arrived for class. But Principal Dr. Kalia Johnson says adults are looking for signs of how students are processing the fact that four of their classmates were shot a block from school.
Sometimes for our students, it shows up in their silence.
So that means adults have to seek out how students are feeling, whether it's through talking in small groups, journaling, or simply circling words on a worksheet. Johnson says she told the students on their first day back Monday that gun violence should never be considered normal, but when it happens, students need to know they have support.
They have adults who's walking the walk with them.
Johnson says once the school district crisis response team leaves, Overbrook has its own team with a clinical social worker, a case manager, and a family specialist to help students cope. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.